Thank you, Minister of Defense Marina Pendes, for welcoming me and soldiers, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It's really a great pleasure to be here. To be here in Sarajevo, 20 years after the Dayton Agreement and 20 years after NATO deployed 60,000 troops in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Today, Bosnia is very different. Bosnia has really changed. Now the country is peaceful, secure, and outward-looking, with a unified armed forces. The fact that you all serve together in a unified chain of command, work together and preserve the peace together is an extraordinary achievement. You are living proof of how far this country has come since the dark days of the war. You can all be very proud, and NATO is proud to support you. The recent defense review will further modernize the joint armed forces. Your defense structures show what is possible when difficult issues are tackled with ambition and in the spirit of consensus. And I very much welcome the message from the defense minister to continue to modernize the armed forces, to continue to reform, and to continue to be focused on transparency, accountability, and the fight against corruption. That will strengthen the joint armed forces of Bosnia-Herzegovina. That is good for Bosnia-Herzegovina, but it's also good for the stability and the peace in this region, and it's also good for the rest of Europe, and it's good for NATO. Because for many years, NATO supported Bosnia-Herzegovina. We helped you to end the war. We helped you to modernize and to strengthen your armed forces. But now you are helping us. Bosnia-Herzegovina has become a net provider of security. You contribute to our shared security, and we are very grateful for that. You are present in Afghanistan. Around 500 soldiers from Bosnia-Herzegovina have served in Afghanistan. There are many soldiers from Bosnia-Herzegovina now in Afghanistan serving in our rescue and support mission, and that is part of the global effort to fight international terrorism, to prevent Afghanistan from once again becoming a safe haven for international terrorists. So you can be proud of being part of that global struggle to fight international terrorism through your presence over many years in Afghanistan. We are also very grateful for your support to the coalition fighting ISIL, the donation of ammunition to Iraq is one sign of how you are contributing also to the fight against ISIL. I would like also to commend you for your many contributions to different UN operations, and all this reflects the quality and the professionalism of the armed forces in Bosnia-Herzegovina. This is something you have created by yourself. You have made the change possible through hard work and efforts over many years. But NATO has supported you, and we are proud and honoured to have been able to work together with you. Your forces, your troops, now are interoperable with NATO troops and NATO forces, and you meet the NATO standards. So that is a great achievement for Bosnia-Herzegovina, and it's something which is also important for NATO. We will continue to support you. We support your ambition for closer Euro-Atlantic integration. We will work with you on both the practical support. We look forward to a civil-military exercise later on this year, and we will continue to provide strong political support for Bosnia-Herzegovina.
So it is really an honor and a pleasure for me to meet with all of you, to meet with the soldiers that have served in Afghanistan, in NATO operations there, and to have the day today in Sarajevo, meeting the political leadership and discussing how we can further strengthen the partnership and the friendship between NATO and Bosnia-Herzegovina. So once again, I would like to thank all of you for the work you are doing, and thank Minister Penders for your leadership. Thank you so much. Hvala lepo.